This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Rick Kess. Rick is a recurring guest and part of the RSM firm. He helps to lead up healthcare and private equity areas, does a great job. We're going to talk to Rick today about a few of the private equity funds that he admires and why. Rick, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Scott. Yeah. As you said, I'm Rick Kess. I'm a healthcare partner at RSM. RSM is the leading professional services firm in regards to consulting, audit, tax services to the middle market. Couldn't be more pleased to be with you, Scott.
Thank you very much. For those that aren't familiar, everybody in private equity is familiar, RSM built this magnificent QV practice, sell-side diligence practice, has become one of the banner names in private equity over the last decade plus. Really a magnificent job. Rick, take a moment. You work with a ton of different private equity funds. You've also done some work in Washington for some of the private equity funds. Just take a moment and tell us about a few of the funds that you admire, and this will be a recurring opportunity, so don't feel like you got to name every one of them right now for fear of offending somebody, but talk about a few of either the funds or people that you admire in the private equity world and why.
Yeah, no, thanks, Scott, and I appreciate the context. As I prepared for this commentary, I was kind of concerned that, you know, I might offend one of the several thousand private equity firms that the firm works with, and wanted to make sure I had plenty of time to kind of give due where credit is due. So, with that context, Scott, I mean, I think, you know, one of the private equity firms that I work with probably most closely, it might just be because of the proximity of the fund to where I live, is TripleTree. And TripleTree is in Minnesota, and I'm in Minnesota, and we both focus primarily on healthcare. And, you know, I think what I've admired a lot about the folks at TripleTree is just the focus on, you know, both the provider and the technology with regards to healthcare. You know, I see a lot of funds very, very interested in healthcare technology investments, and maybe waning on their interest level on some of the provider investments that they might have otherwise entered into. But, you know, TripleTree has really played, I'd say, both sides of that spectrum very well. And you really thought a lot about, you know, what types of technologies, you know, either payers of healthcare services, you know, health plans and the like would be interested in, as well as, you know, what kind of providers are really transforming, you know, the provider landscape from a consumer perspective. So, you know, I really admire a lot of what TripleTree has focused on. And as you said earlier, you know, obviously we work with thousands of healthcare and other focused private equity funds, and all of them do lots of things great, but obviously.
Take a moment on TripleTree though, because they got way out in front in digital and technology in the healthcare area really before many others did. Talk about that for a moment. And they also did have the great focus with the relationships with United Healthcare and Bill McGuire and a lot of others to understand the interaction between that and the payer environment, that and the provider environment. But talk about them sort of getting out in front of digital health and technology early on.
Yeah, I know. And I think, you know, Scott, I think sometimes people from Minneapolis area maybe take it for granted that we have such an ecosystem here between United Health and Medtronic and Mayo, just a couple miles south of us, and others that really help kind of fuel that incubator of investment. And, you know, I think, you know, digital technology and healthcare obviously, you know, was an area of growth for TripleTree and others, but that was one of the things that kind of struck me as really, you know, somewhat unique about TripleTree. It was just, again, their focus on digital health early on and, you know, their ability to attract, investment and as well as, you know, just relationships with some of the major health plans in the area, which include obviously United Health and others. So, you know, that has been part of their ongoing success for sure.
And are people surprised that there's so many gifted people in Minneapolis? Is that what you're saying?
You know, I grew up here, and so maybe I feel that way. You know, I think sometimes you might want to call me a homer, if you will. But yeah, I think when you sometimes when people think about healthcare and really, you know, maybe the meccas or the mini meccas of healthcare, sometimes they think of, you know, Nashville, obviously, and maybe Austin and some of the other areas of, you know, just general digital technology innovation. But you know, Minnesota is really an area where we've got a lot of great things happening. And yeah, I mean, I think a lot of that is obvious because of, you know, just the major Fortune 500 companies that happen to be here, as well as, you know, the University of Minnesota, Mayo Clinic, and several others that obviously.
Your point is well taken. When you think about the economic engine that is United Healthcare, that is Mayo Clinic, that is Medtronic, and several others, your point is very well taken. Talk about a couple other funds that you truly admire a great deal. And again, we'll give you this chance over and over again, so don't feel like you got to hit everybody today.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Scott. I think, you know, the other funds that I had in mind were, you know, funds that really focus on healthcare, you know, and maybe, you know, I don't need to, you know, maybe say focus on healthcare, but maybe focus on an industry. And it kind of made me think about the funds that maybe don't focus, that are a little bit more kind of opportunistic in their investment. And maybe I admire them more because, you know, in some regards, you know, the risk that they're taking in some of the investments that they make, not fully being entrenched in the industry that they're investing in, you know, gives me a little bit of admiration for their, you know, I guess their gall to make those investments. But, you know, I always find it, you know, I'm a very industry focused individual. Our firm has very industry focused professionals, but, you know, sometimes, you know, folks that are so entrenched in the industry, you know, overlook other things that those that maybe aren't as focused on the industry are, you know, observing. So that, you know, it kind of goes both ways. You maybe have your head in the sand a bit, but, you know, if you're so industry focused, but others, you know, maybe see things that you don't if you're not so industry focused. So it's an interesting dynamic for sure that we continue to see in the healthcare and other industry focused areas.
Are you there, Scott?
Yeah, sorry about that. I just had this discussion about just a conversation ago about somebody in the family office space where they are generalists, would have a focus on healthcare, for example, but they have, you know, what they said is by being generalists, they've seen more opportunities, but they also will periodically make some bigger mistakes or bigger errors, but overall they've seen a bigger universe of investing, and they probably have a major in healthcare, but a minor in a lot of other things. And I think it's a fascinating perspective. Rick, is there anybody outside of healthcare or any of these other funds that you wanted to name by name that you've admired, that you've seen some of their work and you've been impressed by?
Yeah, I mean, for our firm, you know, we have a long ongoing relationship with Audax, and, you know, I think we continue to admire just the ability of them to grow and to expand and to continue to attract investment from limited partners and others and continue to have success as they, you know, go through healthcare as well as there's many other industry verticals. And so, I mean, I think, you know, that's another firm that I think has had a lot of ongoing success that we as a firm continue to admire, certainly.
No, certainly Audax is a great name, and certainly our firm I'm affiliated with, McGuire Woods, I'm still a partner of, does a lot of work with Audax and has huge admiration for the group there. So no, thank you so much. Rick, a pleasure visiting with you. I got you to give shout outs to TripleTree and Audax, and just a pleasure. Like to hear different names, gives people something to identify with and so forth. We'll never ask you about funds you don't admire, so don't worry about that. But I appreciate you making the time to think about some that your folks and team work with and have seen just great things from. And we'll give you the chance over and over again, so don't feel like you got to worry about leaving somebody out. Rick Kess, partnered RSM, the leader in sort of sell side due diligence, QOV work, and so forth. Great to visit with you today.
Thank you, Scott. Likewise.